joy for me to introduce you to someone that some of you know if you are active with our community meal. Calla Mark is with her mom, has been active in the community meal program for several years. But when she's not doing that, come on up, Calla. Oh yeah, and you can get your headset on too while I'm saying a few things about you. Calla is a student at UBC in nutrition and dietetics. Has just finished her second year and begins the dietetics program in earnest, right, next year. Yeah. So, and the reason she's here today with me is to talk about an experience that we had called Gathering Our Medicine. And you'll notice that we both have the same blanket. And we'll tell you about that now. Let's sit down, though, because we're going to talk about some of the pictures that you'll see, and I'll ask Jeremy to advance them as I give you a signal. But we started the journey from Horseshoe Bay across the water to Gambier Island, where Camp Furcum, our closest United Church camp, is located in this such beautiful place. We'll go to the next shot. There's the long dock where we landed, and the view from Gambier Island at Camp Furcum. And then you'll see this enthusiastic group as that's actually a picture of us loading up to go home, but it looked kind of like that when we were arriving too. And most of the people that were with us were young adults from across BC and a few from Alberta, and some ministers. That was the main group that had been invited, was for young adults that are connected to the United Church in some way, and ministers to come together for this amazing experience that we had. And it was a retreat, but it was unlike any other retreat I've ever been on. As we go to the next shot, Calla, can you tell folks what's going on in this picture here?
Yeah, for sure. Is this on?
It is on.
Sorry, I've never had a microphone before. This is so cool. Yeah. So we came to Camp Furcum, and it was, I'd say, right about after dinner, and we're all in a circle. We've been joined in a circle, and we were asked to each bring one item that was meaningful to you, special to you in one way. And you can see everyone's, you know, contributions are on this blanket, and we're going around in a circle, and we're speaking of where we come from and what has shaped you. I had brought, of course, I was very limited in what I had brought, and what the most meaningful thing I had on me was my grandfather's watch. It was very sentimental to me, and I spoke about family and like the value of family to me and how it has shaped what I had, who I am. And Reverend Bruce, I think you had like a little cup of water.
Yeah. So, where's the watch?
It's quite dark. I'm not sure if it's on there.
It's a darker. Yeah.
Definitely.
You'll see on the top left, this little light blue cup, and it's the water. That's what I brought, and for me represents life. Water is life. But people brought things that were dear to them from their family, from their, you know, things that people had made for them or that they themselves had made, objects from their lives, books that were important to them, artifacts from their families.
I know a lot of people had brought items that their children had made for them.
Right.
I thought that was really special and meaningful.
Yeah, the parents had those items, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as we were going around this circle, I was, you know, we originally told that this was going to take, they've done these circles and it took a really long time, up to 3 hours. I was like, oh no. I was a little scared at first, you know,
yeah.
But as we're going through the circle, it's like I'm listening to all these things, all these things that people have to say and who they've, what shaped them. And I'm like, wow, I felt so close to everybody. And this
mm-hmm.
is, these are people I've never met before, besides Reverend Bruce, of course. But
yeah.
I felt really close to everyone suddenly. It was in the
mm-hmm.
first hour, maybe the third hour. And, you know, I knew everyone's backgrounds. I knew of, like, what brought them there, why they were interested, what involved them in the church. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was like, wow, this is amazing. It was amazing.
Yeah, people were amazingly open-hearted. And it was part of the what was created for us by our facilitators. Because, of course, they started and they set the tone of this beautiful gathering. So if we go to the next slide, you can see this is a bit busy, but it has some of the most important principles of why we were gathered. It was about learning, but it was called gathering our medicine. And medicine stands for all the resources, all the things in our lives, family connections, our culture, our the people in our lives, and the opportunity of community to create health and goodness in our lives. And so we were working on relationships and openness. They were inviting us into deeper relationship with what for most of us were strangers as we arrived. And to think about, you can see in the picture right by the woman who's kneeling down to gather some medicine, who am I at my essence? And so they were asking us questions like that. And talk about why sometimes we can't talk, or what are some things that we have trouble talking about that we can if we feel like we're in a safe, connected place. So those are some of the principles that were important to us as we gathered. And in the next photo, you'll see one of the important knowledge keepers. We had a number of knowledge keepers, not all of them, but most of them from the Squamish First Nation, because we were on Squamish territory. And so this is Wes. And Kala, tell us about Wes and what he did with us on that first day.
Yeah, well, we definitely saw Wes a lot. He took us outside, did a lot of activities, and I thought, you know, this was the aspect of this trip that stood out the most to me, because, you know, the environment, I really like going outside, and I was learning a lot of things from him. He was taking us outside. He had, you know, started teaching us about indigenous medicine.
Next slide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh.
Sorry. You
it's
can
okay.
jump to that.
Yeah, of course.
And we'll come back to the medicine.
Yeah, and he brought us to, this was the welcome pole. I guess the story was that it was built recently, was carved by, I believe the man's name was Richard Baker.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were told that, of course, it's facing, it's outwards like this, it's open arms,
yeah.
and facing other welcome poles that were across the water, wasn't it? Wasn't that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was welcoming other nations to the land. So that's if you're coming into the camp, you see that welcome enacted in that way. And you'll you may have seen poles like that on the North Shore and other places. They are expressing welcome. So he took us there, and he took us through the woods.
Yeah.
We'll go to the next couple slides as we talk. Yeah. What did he tell us about?
He was speaking on one specific plant. It was called the Oregon grape.
Mm.
And he valued this plant as a source of medicine. So he would take the bark with his fingernail. But before he would do this, actually, he would provide a gift. He would have either a piece of his hair or a piece of his lunch that he previously had. I think this was an example done by actually one of the young adults. You can see there, crouching by the plant. And so they would give a piece of their hair as a thank you. This was really the theme of reciprocity that we learned. I had learned of this, you know, at school as an institution. UBC teaches us and like almost like we're here in a lecture hall and they just speak to us on it. And this was a really special moment for me because I had never seen this in practice, especially as from like an indigenous knowledge keeper. And so what they do, they'd scrape the bark and take a little bit of the insides. And I guess Wes would take that once a month as an antiseptic. And, you know, that's a lot different than the Western medicine that we have. And looking at those different perspectives at what the indigenous knowledge and their medicines versus ours.
Yeah,
being
it
open
was the
to
inside of
that.
The bark, right, of this Oregon grape plant. And he said, you want to be careful not to take too much.
Yeah, definitely. He took it once a month, and he said no more, no less, or else it would harm him. Yeah.
Right. It's part of a healthy practice. And we'll keep going here, Jeremy, as we talk, please. Yeah. He told us a funny story about the berries. I forget which berries they were, but the... do you remember?
Were they huckleberries?
The huckleberries,
yeah.
Oh, yes. That his mother had said, oh, don't take the pink berries, take the other ones. And this was as a child, but years later he saw his mother taking the pink berries, and he said, Mom, I thought you said don't take the pink ones. And she said, oh, I must have wanted to keep the nice pink ones for myself. So I told you that. Humor is such an important part of the culture and learning that we did. It was wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, I'm in that photo.
What's that?
I'm in their photo. I didn't realize. I'm standing there. I can't see my face.
Yeah, you are. Oh, that's right. That's beside the woman wearing red. That's you, right?
Yeah, it actually snowed that day. I was so surprised. I was so cold.
It was cold.
And you couldn't be able to tell because it's so sunny, but
yeah.
That snow was a big surprise for us.
You could see us bundled up. And we learned about fiddleheads. So you see the ferns beside Wes there. And ferns are used in West Coast indigenous cultures for food, as they are in other cultures, some Asian cultures especially that we know. I know I've had Korean fiddleheads. Yeah. Mm.
That was also, you know, the fiddleheads were another example of the reciprocity with the animals and the nature and how they were spreading, you know, they would brush against the ferns and spread the seeds around. So there's actually a bountiful amount of ferns, not just in this photo, but in the forest. There were so many ferns, and, you know,
birds good. Would eat the berries, and then they would poop out the seeds, and that spreads them around, right? It's such a basic, important concept of reciprocity. I remember, actually, when I made that drum, you know, that's 20 years ago or so I did that, but one of the things that I learned then was about reciprocity. When I harvested the stick for the drumstick, I returned something to nature as a sign of my gratitude. And that principle of gratitude, rather than just taking it like it belongs to us, but to live in gratitude and harmony was an important learning. I think there's another shot of us in the woods. Oh, there we are, the view from the island.
It was amazing, wasn't it? The scenery.
So
anytime
beautiful.
You looked outside, there was a lot of deer. Like, the water was so beautiful, and there were a couple of beaches as well.
Yeah.
The water was so cold. I know that we were going to do a dip in the water.
And some brave people you'll see on the next slide or the slide after. Mm-hmm. Now, there it is. They were checking out the beach because a few of them bravely went into the water for an early morning dip. Mm-hmm. I was glad to hear that that part was optional. I did not do that. Moving inside now, we spent lots of time. So our main facilitator, here she is on the left. That's
Dr. Denise Finley.
Denise Finley.
Jackie, which was the
one of the Squamish elders that came and also helped us learn. It was great.
She was very funny, wasn't she? Yeah, she had a lot of jokes to tell. And as you had said before about the humor, it was really
made it a beautiful spirit of generosity and humor for sure. And moving to the next one, we also had some. Do you want to talk about your experience in this?
Yeah, we had done smudging on, I'd say, the second night. And I had heard of smudging before, but I had never received, you know.
Like a blessing.
Exactly, yeah.
Cleansing of smoke.
I guess I stood there and I had my hands open, and I was like, I didn't know what if I was quite doing it, but you know, he was just like, it's okay, you're doing well. His name was Clay. Yeah. Clay was there. He did a lot. He led a lot of the activities. As he participated. He came to share his knowledge as well. And you know, I'm there, and they were burning sage, and I just remember thinking, wow, this smells so good.
Yeah, the sage smoke. Some of you may remember a couple of years ago we had an elder here with us that did smudging with us right here. A beautiful ritual of cleansing and blessing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And moving on, so there's Clay in the middle there singing along with Wes and Mabel.
Mabel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, most of the others were kind of older elders, but Clay and Mabel are younger folks that shared their knowledge with us too, and not only music, but I think the main thing they did with us was some of the crafts. And some of you who know me know that I'm not a very crafty person, but I have proof that I did some crafts, including, where is it? I did this weaving. So let's go to the, you'll see, I put them in the wrong order. That's all right. So we did some beading, and those are a couple of the pins that people were, so there I am. You can see I'm actually doing it, doing some beading, and with the others.
I had actually brought my pin.
Yeah.
I don't think that's quite it, but two slides back, mine is on the left side.
Oh yeah, there it is.
I had a little bit of trouble towards the end. I know I had to get someone to help me, so I'm not as I
but
was
it's
not
beautiful.
As I was not as crafty as I thought I was. Yeah.
Well, it's the beads are small, and for my big fat fingers, I had them all over the place. But we managed.
I know.
It was good.
I remember I had ran out of thread, so I panicked. Oh no, and we were out of time for the activity as well. So
it was good. And then carrying on to the other next ones, there's a close shot of one of them. So there's on the left there, you'll see kind of something that's done part way. That's the weaving process, and further proof that I was at least about to start there on the right. you may recognize Michelle Slater on the far right here, who will actually be here in a few weeks in July to share the word with us then. But she's our regional minister for leadership, and she was the main organizer for this event. And we'll move to the next one where you'll see us doing some more. There's Kala.
Me. Yeah.
We finally got one good picture of you.
With my face in there. I think that's the only one in the slideshow where I'm there. But yeah.
Yeah.
These are all the young adults I had made friends with.
But you made friends pretty fast.
I had we were rooming all together, and and one of them, I think it was Phoebe, and she went, you know, Kayla, let's go, like, do you want to come with us to the water? And, you know, that was my first interaction. I was a bit scared, actually. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, no, I don't know anybody, but it ended up being all okay. And yeah. You can see my weaving. I haven't started yet either.
You're just about to start, right?
Of course. Yeah. We were making headbands, I believe. I'm not sure if yours can wrap around your head.
Yeah, but. I'm planning to give this actually to a young person, a little person in my life, because it won't fit around my big head. But we made it.
Oh, yeah, we did. Yeah. A lot of what Mabel had led this activity, and she was telling us a little bit about, like, their traditional practices, and I know that while we're making it, you know, if you decided you wanted to stop for a bit and take your time, she was like, yes, you have to cover your work, or else the spirits would go and play with your work.
Yes.
They would mess with it, you know, so you put a little bit of, like, a jacket over top or cloth, and, yeah.
Yeah.
As well, she had mentioned that as for your first weaving project, she was like, you have to give it, you should give it to someone that's special. And so I had gifted mine to Reverend Bruce, because I thought, what better person would it be than Reverend Bruce?
Yeah. I was very honored. Yeah.
Don't know where that is now, but.
It's in a special place.
Special place.
Which I couldn't find yesterday. we'll keep moving here. Towards the end of our gathering, a couple of other elders, there's Wes on the left, but other elders joined us for kind of a final special ceremony. And this is when we were given these blankets, and it was a beautiful honoring. Kayla, what was that like for you to be given this blanket?
Well, of course, the whole trip was special, but this felt like it was a very sacred moment for me. I had mentioned to Reverend Bruce before that, you know, some blanketing ceremonies, it's only done to one or two people. And the fact that all of us, I think we had a count of 20
yeah.
people, and we all took turns and were all blanketed, and it felt like we were being, you know, it like tied together, that the fact that we were a community, that we had gone through this experience together, and that we have that special experience and knowledge together, right?
And the gift of these blankets to each one of us was really precious, because it was a kind of an adoption that we were being connected to the Squamish elders that had been teaching us and working with us. It wasn't just a one-sided teaching. We were sharing together. Really was a beautiful connection that we made. It's such a special keepsake now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we go to the next one, you'll actually see us doing, there it is. Oh, can we turn the sound up a little bit? You can hear the drumming. Cal. So we're all acting out the wolf in this part. There's Cal. Miss her, but some of the other animals that we did salmon.
I think I was a salmon, so
yeah.
I think someone had suggested that we stood up and like, but I don't know.
Jumping, yeah. We did salmon, and there was eagle, so we were doing different clans together, and there's all of us at the end after our blanketing ceremony. It was a really special few days, and it felt a lot longer than 3 days.
Yeah.
Because it was such a connecting experience, and you can see the words on the blanket there. These are the beautiful principles that Denise and her team use in doing this work across with many different groups and organizations. And we are so grateful for this opportunity. And just to remind you that this congregation has supported this retreat experience now for 2 years with a grant from our Sharing the Wealth, and we're really grateful for that. One of the important aspects of this work that we did together, of being together, of being relational, connected in community, was it really reminded me of the story that we heard this morning of Jesus surprising all his disciples by washing their feet. And you may recall that he commanded us to do that for each other, to serve each other, to be humble enough to serve one another. And I think that is really very connected to the teaching that we received on this retreat experience of gathering our medicine, that our willingness to be open to each other and to learn from each other is such a key, and it's one of the great gifts that indigenous peoples and their cultures have to offer all of the people of Canada, and we wanted to share that with you today and to honor that and to remind us to continue to have open hearts and humility as we learn together and share together. Thank you so much, Calla, for coming to share with us today.
Yeah, it was a really amazing experience.
Calla gave most of her reading week, by the way, by coming to that event, and so we appreciate that very much.
Of course. I was glad to, you know.
Great.
Yeah.
Let's sing together. There is room for all.